morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning and welcome to Yarra Valley FM. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we are on, past, present and future. You are listening to Schools In and we are your hosts from today from Badger Creek Primary School. My name is Talia.
And my name is Hendricks.
And my name is Caden. We are so glad that we can spend the next half an hour filling you in on the news from Badger Creek Primary School.
Today on the show we will have a mix of music, some local news and upcoming events at Badger Creek. But first let us introduce ourselves. So, Caden, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Hendricks. I love anime and manga, and when I'm older I would like to be an online game streamer. Talia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Caden. My passions are dolls and anything the colour pink. When I'm an adult, I would like to make doll clothes and bedding to sell at a market stall. Hendricks, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Talia. I love programming and Raspberry Pi, not the food, the computer, and when I'm older, I want to be an artificial intelligence engineer. So now for our first song. We hope you enjoy it.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
While I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
That was Thunder by Imagine Dragons. You're listening to Schools In on the Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. Hendricks, would you like to get things started with some news?
2 weeks ago, we had some scientists from Swinburne University come out to the school to teach us about the importance of keeping our waterways clean. It was part of the Healthy Rivers, Healthy Bay program. We were shocked to realise the impact of rubbish in our local environment can have on the health of Port Phillip Bay and the marine life in it. The scientists also took us down to Corinth Duck Creek, which is about 100 metres from our school, so we can learn how to test the water and what type of insect life are living in the creek. We're pleased to find that the water was very clean and we found several species of insects that can only live in extremely healthy waterways. We are now going to be testing the water in Coranda Creek each week, as well doing a little audit so we can submit the results to the university for their research. It was a really awesome science incursion. I wasn't there on the day, so can you tell me about Italia?
Yeah, so I thought it was a really good experience because it was really fun. So we had two separate groups. One group went walking just a little bit further away from where we met, and they did the water testing and learnt how to do it. And the other group had these white tubs on tables and magnifying glasses, and were looking for little insects and things like that in the water. And I thought it was really cool because I found this big, like, caterpillar-looking thing in the water, so I thought that was pretty cool. How about you, Caden? What was your favourite activity, and did you find any interesting critters in the water sample?
Thanks, Talia. I enjoyed the one where we had to find the bugs in the water and find them with the magnifying glass, because it was really interesting and there was a bunch of bugs that I never even knew about that existed. And it was really fun and I would like to do it again.
Kayaking has become a really popular sport at our school this term, with grade 5-6 students participating in two separate kayaking events already this year. The first one was kayaking on the lake, which happened in February, where kids went to Lilydale Lake and had some kayaking lessons from the helpful instructors from Kayaking Victoria. It wasn't the hottest of days, but a lot of kids still enjoyed falling out of their kayaks. Students also got to do some cool activities like running over other people's kayaks and playing catch. There were 33 students participating, which is over half of the students in grade 5-6. Then on the same day that the people from Swinburne came out to our school, we had some students participating in the Upper Yarra School Sports Association Kayaking on the River event. This was the reason why Hendrix didn't participate in the water testing. He was paddling on the river. We had 15 students from Badger Creek attend and compete in this event for the first time. Kayaking Victoria were running this event once again, and there was a famous kayaker attending. His name was Warwick Draper, who went to a few Olympics to kayak for Australia. Our students were able to use the skills they had practiced on the lake and try out competing in a race. All of the participants returned from this event saying it was one of the best sporting activities they have ever done. We were really proud of everyone who represented our school so well, and we'd also like to thank all of the parents who drove students to these two events. Hendricks, can you tell us a little bit more about the difference between paddling on the lake and the river, and whether it was easy to get the hang of? Hendricks, can you please tell us a little bit about
it? Well, paddling on the lake was easier to get the hang of, and the river was harder because with the currents on the river, you couldn't turn that easily, so you kept on bumping into the turns, and on the river you had to swim in between these two poles so you wouldn't get a penalty of 10 seconds. And, yeah.
A few weeks ago, we also had some students from grades 3 to 6 competing in the district swimming sports. They were held on Friday, February the 22nd, at the Hillsville Outdoor Pool on Don Road, and we had about 20 students compete. The races that people did were freestyle, breaststroke, and backstroke over 30 metres or 50 metres. There were also relays. None of our students advanced to the regional championships, but everyone tried their best and had a great time. We don't have our own school swimming competition, but our PE teacher is looking into running one at the end of this year. Maybe by having our own, we might get a few more interested students in going to represent our school at the district swimming in the future.
Okay, now for our second song, Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. Still remember these old country lanes when we
I'm Clive Larkman, and it's Herb and Chilli Festival time again. We'll have stallholders from around the country with their latest chilli and herb products, chilli beer, local wines, and much more for you to sample and buy. There'll be music and free activities for the kids, so bring the family along and enjoy the day. Join us for our hot summer night gig with Normie Rowe, 6pm to 10pm Saturday night. Jump on our website, herbchillifestival.com.au, to buy tickets, add a bit of spice to your life, and come down to the Herb and Chilli Festival, 16th, 17th of March, Warburton Highway, Wandon.
Station sponsor.
That was Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. You're listening to Schools In on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
One of the most exciting things that has happened this year was our special assembly on Friday the 1st of March, where our local federal MP, who was also Speaker of the House, Tony Smith, came to school to present the school's leaders with their leadership badges for 2019. This is a very special occasion as we take leadership very seriously at Badger Creek Primary. At our school, we have leadership badges for all members of the Student Representative Council, the SLC, the Grade 6 leaders, and also band members receive a special music badge. Every Grade 6 student has to have a leadership position, and we work, and we have an hour of leadership class each week where we work on things to make our school better. As well as doing the positions was pretty, as well as doing the specific leadership jobs that we were awarded, the process for applying the positions was pretty scary, as we had to write a letter of application to the principal, then we had to have a job interview with the selection panel, who beforehand, I think everyone was glad they did it. Kid and I are media leaders, so we take lots of photos of cool things happening around the school. We also make PowerPoint presentations and videos that get played at assemblies. It's a really cool job to have, especially since we both love technology. How are you finding the job, Caden?
I'm finding it very good because you get to learn about the school and the classes, about what they do throughout the day. And we get to take photos in assembly and events. It's just overall very fun. You're the school vice captain, Talia. Can you tell us some of the things that you have to do with that job, and are you enjoying it?
Yes, I'm definitely enjoying it, and I think it's a really cool job to have, and I think it's especially good that everybody gets a job, because at some schools, some people don't get jobs and others do, so I think that's really cool. And as a vice captain, I speak in assembly, so we have school captains and vice captains and school captains and vice captains. And a couple of weeks ago, the school captains had 3 weeks in a row. So we're having 3 weeks in a row, and I think it's really good because we're sharing and making sure that we have the same amount. So, yeah.
On Tuesday, the 12th of March, the Hope African Children's Choir came to Badger Creek Primary School to sing and dance and raise money for the school in Hope, for their school in Hope Village in Uganda. Everyone was so excited to see the Ugandan children sing and dance. They performed for about an hour and played some great drums. They were students as young as grade 3 right to an adult who was studying in university. They did a mixture of traditional Ugandan songs as well as some of their own compositions. They got a whole lot of students up on stage to play drums, and the dancing was amazing. Aside from all the traditional dances, they did some break dancing and hip-hop as well, which involved some incredible moves like backflips. Miss Legg, our music teacher, hosted the amazing event. After the performance was finished, the Grade 5 Sixes hosted a morning tea for the Ugandan choir, where we joined them to eat some sandwiches, fruit, and potato chips. The Ugandan kids especially loved the watermelon. We couldn't help ourselves, so we had some too. It was nice getting to meet them afterwards and talk to them about their trip out here, as well as their lives back in Uganda. Overall, it was really fun, and we would love to host another choir performance. What did you think about the performance, Talia?
I thought it was really great, and I especially liked the tea, or morning tea, afterwards, because we got to chat and communicate with the Ugandan children and got to see what their life was back in Uganda. And I especially like chatting to one of the people in grade 6, the same year as me, so I thought it was really cool to be able to chat and see what we have in common. How about you, Hendrix? What were your highlights?
I liked the scones in the morning tea, and I liked the breakdancing and hip-hop.
Last week, we had a really big change in our grade 5-6 classrooms. Before, we had all sorts of different furniture, and we could choose wherever we wanted to sit. All of our books were kept in different locations, and we used to have to sit on the floor before moving around to complete our work. Some of the furniture we used to have were couches, cushions, curved tables, these funny speedboat things, and ottomans. It looked really great, but people decided that it might be better for our learning if we all had our own desk and all of our books underneath it in a tub. So when we arrived at school last week and our teachers told us we were switching the furniture around, we were totally surprised and excited. We now have our desks in rows, they all look the same, and we have all of our books under our desks. We also don't sit on the floor anymore. It's been a big change, but so far so good. What do you think of the changes, Hendrix?
I don't like the changes. Well, I prefer them, but my top doesn't come out properly. It doesn't come out. How about you, Caden?
I was one of the people who liked the change because instead of having to go to a certain spot to get all my books and stuff, I could just go under my desk and pull out a tub and just grab everything I needed out. So, yeah. Do you miss the old furniture, Talia?
Definitely not. I really like the new setup because I like structured learning spaces better because I've got everything under my table. I'm not sitting next to my friends because then I can actually do some stuff. And, yeah, all of that. So I think it's pretty good.
Okay, now for our third song, Killer Queen by Queen. We hope you enjoy it.
She keeps emotion. She keeps emotion, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. To blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China went down to get your mind up. That way, perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, absolutely dry. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Yes, you. Here at Yarra Valley FM, we like hearing feedback from you, the listener. If you have heard something that you've really liked on our shows, please feel free to email us at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Our presenters are waiting not only to hear feedback from you, but to also improve our shows for the future and beyond.
Harvey Norman Churnside Park, your cooling specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman Churnside Park. Go!
That was Killer Queen by Queen. You're listening to School Zin on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
This term in our inquiry subject, we are doing a science unit where we investigate the changing states of matter. It has been cool to explore some of the properties and changes that can happen to solids, liquids, and gases. Up until now, we have been watching a lot of videos and learning about the scientific method. This is the process that we need to follow whenever we are looking to conduct an experiment and try and answer a question. We are getting to the fun stuff now, with yesterday being our first year of actually trying out some of our experiments ourselves. We followed the scientific method by asking a question, making a hypothesis, then conducting the experiment to give us some results to present. We are going to be taking this further over the next few weeks, where we will be start to come up with our own questions that we want to find answers to. It's cool because more questions means more experiments that help us find answers. Can you tell us more about the experiments that you got to do, Caden?
Well, there was one experiment where we had these Smarties and we put the Smarties in the water and we watched them as they dissolved, and we wanted to know if they were going to dissolve and lose their colour or if they weren't. They did happen to lose their colour, and we had like 4 Smarties in a bowl of water, and all the colours went and together, and some of the colours mixed, but some of them didn't. How did you find the other experiment, Talia?
I thought it was quite interesting, and I thought it was actually quite great. So the other experiment was where we had a plastic bottle with a balloon over it, and our question was, what happens to air when you change its temperature? So we got these buckets, and one had cold water, one had hot water, and we each group had like 2 bottles. So you put the bottle in the hot water, and the balloon started to stand up by itself, and it was like the balloon. And then for the cold water, it was still all droopy, and that part didn't work.
Next week, we have our most exciting excursion for the term, the Life Saving Victoria Open Water Learning Experience. We will be leaving early in the morning and heading to Sand Ridge Beach in Port Melbourne for a full day. The Open Water Learning Experience program teaches students all about water safety, life saving, and emergency response skills. Even though we'll be at the beach, we'll learn about safety in the rivers and lakes too, and how we can rescue people if we need to with things that we may have with us at the beach or while camping. The lifesavers teach you how to use paddle boards and and we get to have flay races where you lay on your stomach and sprint after a hose that's sticking out of the sand. You have to dive and try and get the hose first. We'll probably get some free time to spend at the beach. I don't think we're allowed to go in the water, but we can build sandcastles and kick balls around. There are lots of fun things that can be done at the beach without going in the water during free time. Did you go on the life-saving excursion last year, Caden?
Yes, I did, but I didn't go into the water because at that point I was not cold. I was not good with cold water, so I just couldn't do it. What are your memories of last year, Talia?
Well, last year it was really fun because we actually saw a sea urchin while we were learning something in a group, so we had to tell a teacher, and they actually got it out with tongs, which I was actually very surprised with. And then another memory was fish and chips, which we had with some of the teachers in groups, and me and my best friend Chloe, we actually got to eat some of the teachers' chips as well. How about you, Hendrix?
I liked paddling on the paddle boards.
On the 28th of March, we will be hosting a community music night in the gymnasium. It will be a great time for people in the community to share their musical skills, as the performers can be students, parents, and members of the wider community. It is It truly is a concert for everyone. This is available for all ages and you can either sing, dance or play a musical instrument. We are doing this for the love and care of the musical arts, and we also have the women's choir and the children's choir singing as well. It starts at 5:30 with a picnic and the performances will be well underway from 6:30 p.m. Come and see our music night at Badger Creek Primary School, Hillsville, in the gymnasium on the 28th of March.
I play guitar, but I won't be able to perform at the music night. But aren't you, Talia?
Yes, I am. I'm performing a dance to Titanium with Imogen, Stephanie and Chloe. And I think it's going to be really fun.
Now for our fourth song, Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. We hope you enjoy it.
I'm John. I'm in my 50s and young at heart, so it's my heart that I want to look after. I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Bergamet Pro Plus is a natural antioxidant designed to benefit heart health, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and improve brain health and liver function. I want to live life to the full, so I take Bergamet Pro Plus. Go to bergamet.com.au or call 1-300-977-889. Always read the label and only use as directed.
Station sponsor.
That was Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. You're listening to School Zen on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
Each year, students from Badger Creek participate in State School Spectacular. It's a huge event where schools from all across the state come together for a large group performance of dance. It is held at High Sense Area and gets filmed and shown on TV. This year, our teacher, Miss Kruger, will be helping our school spec team to learn all of the dances. We're so lucky that she is an experienced dance teacher, so she can help our students learn the dances. Throughout the year, in the build-up to the performance, students from several schools in the region will meet up at a school in Knox to practice their parts in an overall routine. Later in Term 3, the students will then get to go into High Sense Area for the proper rehearsal. The very first rehearsal is on Monday, so we would like to wish our 13 participating students the best of luck as they start to learn their new dances. You have participated in school spec before, Talia. What are your memories of it?
Well, I've done it for 2 years in a row now, and this is going to be my third year, so I'm very excited for that. But my memories of it is standing backstage, seeing all the different dances and them getting stretched and seeing some other people backstage as well. And it can get very crowded at points. So, yeah, that's really cool. And then when you go on, like, they start videoing you, and it's really cool, and it's a very good experience. And I also love how we get, like, jackets and costumes and things like that. But it's very, like, crowded because, as you know, we're going to High Sense Arena, so that will be very, very big, but still doesn't fit a lot of us.
In the final week of this term, we will have district athletic sports in Morrison Reserve in Mount Evelyn, where all the schools from the Yarra Valley will get together and compete in various athletic events such as high jump, shot put, discus, long jump, and some running races. Each year, all of the grade 3 to 6 students compete, and we'll always have students who manage to be selected to represent the district at the regional athletics carnival. This year, we would like to wish all of our students the best of luck as they do our school proud. Last year, our school came second, so hopefully this year we can go one better and win the trophy this for the first time in memory. Did you compete last year, Caden?
Yes, I did. I didn't do very well, but I think the one I did the best at was high jump because I have very long legs, and that just helps. And yeah, what was your favorite event last year, Talia?
Well, I can't remember it that well, but I think maybe high jump as well. Even though I'm a short person, I think it was still fun anyway. Yeah. And for you, Hendrix, what was your favourite event?
High jump, because I like jumping up and landing on stuff.
My friend Chloe at school and my teacher, Miss Murphy, are at the moment at school doing the World's Greatest Shave. The World's Greatest Shave is where you shave off all of your hair for a good reason. Now, Chloe is a very good person, and she's done this before, but she's just shaving her hair for the sake of shaving her hair again. And our teacher, Miss Murphy, has never done it before, so good luck to her. And in the past, Chloe has just been cutting her hair and giving it bit by bit and then growing it again, but now she's been shaving it. So good luck to them.
Well, the time has come for us to say farewell. A big thank you to our teacher, Mrs. Miller, for driving us here, and to all the students who helped us with the writing of this script by contributing their ideas and words. Thanks to my parents as well.
Thank you to our educators for helping us prepare for today.
Now for our last song, Drops of Jupiter. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to us this week on school on Yarra Valley FM.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.